Okay, we're picking up nine lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin and Beis. We're starting with the Gemara says that Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi lo mashkim adam levisakneses. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said another statement with regards to coming to shul. A person should come up early to go to shul. Why? You want to be the first 10. Why? Shafilu me'a b'macharav kibas char kulam. Even if 100 people come after you, you get the schar of everyone who comes after if you're the first 10. The Gemara asks those, schar kulam sakadaisach, meaning you take all their schar and they get no schar for coming? No, says the Gemara, la'ima nos din lo schar kinega kulam. You get the reward equal to that of, as if 100 people come later, and it's a very big schus to come as one of the first 10. And the pasha says, because the Shekhinah comes once there's 10. So if you're one of the first 10 who brings the Shekhinah to have the Shekhinah come because of you being the first 10, that's a very big thing, and that's why we do this. Okay, continues the Gemara now. Ella, Amar Rav Huna, Tisha v'Aron mitstarfin. So, according to Rav Huna, if you have nine people and you have a Sefer Torah in the Aron, you can make a minion. Amar Rav Nachman v'Avar Gavrahu. What, a Sefer Torah is in Aron? It's a Chassidish vort you're giving me over here. How could you pass him like this? So, therefore, Rav Huna says, no, Ella, Amar Rav Huna, Tisha nirin kasar mitstarfin. If you have nine who look like there are 10 people, then they're mitstarfin for a minion. Amar Lei. So the Gemara says, ki mechanfe, when they're gathered together, meaning only when they're gathered together, are we going to assume that this halacha would apply because they look like they're 10. Amar Lei, no, dafka kimidabri, when they're spread out, would this be the halacha? Okay, the Gemara now continues. Amar Avami, shnayim b'shabbos mitstarfin. Two people and Shabbos can make a tziruv to a zimun of three. Again, a chassidish idea over here. Shabbos qualifies as a third person to make a zimun of three. Amar Rav Nachman v'Shabbos gavruhu. Shabbos a person, how can make a minion of, how can I make the number three to make a zimun? So, Amar Rav Ami, shnei talmid chachamim, echadin zeh zeh balacha mitstarfin. The Gemara says that two talmid chachamim who are holding an halacha, then the combination of the two of them is like there's three, and it's ki'ilu there's three, and therefore you don't need three if you have two talmidei chachamim. The Gemara says, Machavir Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Kigon Ani Rav Sheshes. Like me and Rav Sheshes, we're these, we would be, only us two would be enough. And Machavir Rav Sheshes, Rav Chista said, Kigon Ani Rav Chista. Like me and Rav Chista, so they were both machavir each other, and both said, if us two were together, we would be allowed to make a zinu. Amar B'Yochanan, Kanta Perech Mazan and Alav. If a person is a katan, is a person who had not yet showed signs of simanim, so sorry, other way around. He showed the simanim, the person has to have two pubic hairs in order to be a gadol. So if this person is below the age of 13, but he has that, so that according to Rashi, that's who's considered this shiloh over here. You can make him for a zimun. The Gemara now wants to make a raya for Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, Tanan mehachi. We have a brisa that says, katan shavistei saros. If a katan had two hairs grown, mezamnin alav, then you can make a zimun with him. V'shaloi vishtei saros. If he did not grow two hairs, in mezamnin alav, then you would not make a zimun with him. V'in medaktikin bekatan. We're not careful about which katan we are discussing over here. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is about to bring a proof, Rabbi Yochanan, for the following. Hagu v'kash. The Gemara says, first there's a steer in the brisa. What do you say? First, amar tevishtei saros in. You said, if the katan had two pubic hairs, then he's considered a gadol. Lo evilo, which implies if he doesn't have that, and he's not considered a gadol. Then Hadar Tani, but the Mishnah then ended, the Braisa then ended off, in Medakta Kid Bekatan, that we're not careful of figuring out what, if the Katan had the hairs or not. So the Gemara says, doesn't that imply that La Tuye Mai, what is that case coming to include if you are saying that, that a Katan who is under the age of 13 can be for the Zimun? So the Gemara says, it must be Lav La Tuye Katan Purach. It must be including a Katan, someone who's under the age of our mitzvah, who Hadafka had two hairs. In that situation, you would be allowed to be Mitzdarfim for the Zimun. So the Gemara says, the halacha doesn't follow any of these rulings that we just quoted about before about the Tisha V'Aron and all of those previous statements. Rather, we reject them. The shaila in the Rishonim is, what does that mean that we're not passing like all of them? Every single one of these shaila is rejected? Or do we still accept part of it that a katan would be mitzdarf if he knows or we're going to pass him like? Ela ki yadrav nachman, because Gemara says right now, katan udeh, lemi bevarchin mezam nilav. A katan who knows who to make a bracha for, then we are mitzdarif him for the minion. So Rabbeinu Tam had his famous shita that even a katan barise, we would be paskening like that, mandamar, that was not rejected, the Bama Or went like that also, and that, however, is not accepted over here. We say that katan del mevarchin mezamnin alav, and that's how the rif paskins. However, the rif paskins like that only for a sniff la asara, and he doesn't paskin that with Gabi Minyan. There are quotes, there's many Rishoni Ashkenaz who applied even for a Minyan that Katan knows Lamima Varchin that you can have him be Mitzar for Minyan. But Shasav Chak, the Ramah was willing to at least accept it somewhat. That's the idea of holding the Chumash. People think it's made up. It actually has sources in Halacha. And Lamaisa B'Shasav Chak, it's even a Shaila in the Gedolei Aposkim if you could rely on this B'Shasav Chak Gadol. Nowadays, the Minyan has become that we don't accept this at all to use a Katan, even hold the Chumash at all. However, there is what to rely on if someone B'Shasav Chak Gadol would be Mitzar for Katan. son for the asara for a minion. Okay, Ketitas Gemara says, Abai v'Rabba v'Yasvei kami de Rabba. Abai and Rabba were sitting before Rabba. Amar lu Rabba. Rabba said, Rabba was Abai's uncle. L'mi mevarchin. Who, he was trying to test them, and he's seeing, who do we make a bracha for? Amar lei. So he said, l'rachmana. They said to God. So they said, v'rachmana hecha yasiv. And where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rabba achve l'shmei taladas. Rabba pointed to the ceiling, showing Hashem is in Shemayim. Abai nafek l'brach v'kap Shemayim. Abai also went outside. He dafka went outside and showed him the Shemayim. And he said, Rabba responded, tavarch rabbana visu. Wow. Both of you are going to big up to be big rabbanim. Because it must be, obviously, that they were very, very young. If they were so young, they were mamash like 1 year old, and they knew this, then he said, wow, they must be very holy children who are going to be big rabbanim one day. Hainu damri inshi, this is what a mashal that people say, butzin butzin mikat bin yadei. Small pumpkins, even from the sap, they can be recognizable. So too over here, these tamidei chachamim, already at 1 year old, you knew they were going to be a massive gedolim b'Yisrael. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav Tisha Achu Dagan Mechad Achu Yerek Mitzarfin. If 9 people have bread and one of them only ate a vegetable, so he's not allowed a bench. He could still be Mitzarif for the 10-person Zimun. So this is a psak that the Rif says only applies by 10. However, if you have 2 people who ate bread and one ate a vegetable, according to the Rif, they would not be mitztarif. And the Shulchan Aruch seems to go that way, definitely lechachila, like the Rif. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes the minhag of Wurmach, we said lechachila, we should actually tell him to eat bread. If he doesn't want to eat bread, we are mitztarif him even for 3, like the Shita of Tosos quoting many days, and Bidi Evid will go like that. But lechachila, all 3 should have bread when it comes to Zimun of 3, because there's a shayla if this Gemara applies only for 3 or for 10. Continues Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Zera, by my name, Rav Yehuda. So they asked Rav Yehuda, Shmone Mahu, if only 8 people ate bread and 2 ate vegetables, what would be the halacha? Shiva Mahu, what about if 7 people have bread and 3 ate vegetables? Amar Lo Loshna, there's no difference. So the Gemara says now, Rabbi Zera said, Shisha Vada Lamebale. Rabbi Zera said, I've done no shayla about 6 because I know they can't be mitzara for a zimun for asara. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Zera was asked, Amar Le Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Yemi asked Rabbi Zera, Shapri Avadis Eloi Bailach, you acted not foolishly for not asking. Ha, sometime, what's the whole reason that 7, Mishum de Ikaruba, you have a rov. Ha, Chanami, so over here also, you have a rov. With 6 people, you have a rov. Ikaruba, you also have a rov, so what's the difference? So he says, no, Rabbi Zera responds, V'yusava ruba de minkara ba'ina. Now, I hold that you need a majority that's noticeable. What's considered noticeable? So Rabbi Yonah points out, it means at least 2/3. So since 6.7 is not in a halfway, you can't 0.67, so you don't have that of 10, so you need to have 7 dafka. That's the minimum amount for what's considered a ruba de minkara. So now the Gemara is quoting a story with Yanai Melech when he was eating with Holy Malchus. So it says the Gemara, Yanai Malko, Malchus of Rich Rifta Badei Adadi. Yanai and the queen were eating bread together. So Yanai was a very big Rasha. He killed all the Tamidei Chachamim because the Gemara in Kedushin talks about how he told one of the Rabbanim wanted to pasul him because of his yichus, and they said he's not a miyuchas and he shouldn't be the king. So he killed all the Rabbanim off. So Amar Lah LeDivisu, he said to his wife, Man Yevlan Gavar Devarchad, who's going to bench for us? So Amar Lah, Ishtabili Delo Deimasivilach Lekah Davar No Metzaris Lay. So promise me, if I bring you a Rav, then you will not kill him also. Ishtabilah, so he swore to her. Itasi Le Shimon Meshetach Chachu. It's fascinating. Shimon Meshetach, who was a big Talmid Chacham, the Gadol Dor at the time, his sister was married to Yanai HaMelech. Osvei Beidide LeDida. So he sat Shimon Meshetach between him and the king. Amar Lei, so the king said to him, Chaziz kama yakra avinalach, look how much kavod I'm giving you. Amar Lei, so Shimon Mitzvah responded, Lavad kama kurlech, I don't care about your kavod, it's not you who's giving me the kavod, Ela Reisa yidimirokale, the Torah is giving me kavod, Dichsiv, Salsalela v'tavarim t'chaba ki t'chab kenna. If you like play around, Salsal, to play around with the Torah, then I'll lift you, and then it will also honor you if you embrace the Torah. If you embrace it, it's going to honor you. So Amar Leah, so Yana responded, he got so angry about this. You see, he never accepts anyone who has chashuv. Here I am giving him a kavod, and he's telling me this whole thing that it's not from me, it's from him. I'm happy I killed off all the rabbanim. So either way, so the story continues that they gave Shimon Meshetach a cup of wine to say the benching. Amar Hech Yavrech. So he's thinking to himself, what am I going to do over now? I didn't have any bread. So he said, Baruch Shachal Yana V'Chavir Shalom. Which I say that Yana is and his friends have eaten, not me. So what do you do? Therefore, Shasei Lehu Kasa. He drank a cup of wine. And Yavilei Kasa Achrinai Uvarech. They give him another cup and he said benching over that cup. So the Gemara says now that Shimon Meshetach didn't do the right thing. Amar Abba. Who did this? Ligarmehu David. He did this for his own shita, but he was not paskening correctly with what the rabbanon say. This is Rabbi Yochanan. You can only be motzi the rabbim in benching. You have to have a kazayas of bread in order to be motzi the rabbim midei chavasan when it comes to benching and leading the zimun. So all the rishonim ask a kasha over here. How is a kazayas? We know that kibitza is deraisa. The Gemara earlier in the Chafs, I don't remember exactly where, the Gemara says that a kazayas is only derabanan and kibitza is deraisa, and you have to be kadei sviya is deraisa. So how can a kazayas, which is only derabanan, be motzi a din deraisa? So Rashi says, ena chanami, that a din derabanan is allowed to be motzi a deraisa, and he quotes the Bahagov and says, no, dafka over here, they never, Shimon HaShetach knew that they didn't have, that in general, if you know that they didn't, that the people eating there didn't have more kazayas, that's what we're talking about. That, yeah, the Rashi says that's not mukhar from the Hemshech Gemara. The Rambam also held like that Bahag. However, it's a big shayla rishonim. How do you get around the kazayas? However, that's what the Gemara says over here, that if you have a kazayas, you can motzi the rabbim in the benching. So the Gemara says, now, meisivei, they ask a kashan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, alav heisev imen. If people were eating a meal together, right? Hesebu is how they reclined. Usually that means that they were eating together. Afilu lo tibel imen elabat betzir. Even if you only have brine, then what do we say? If you have a vegetable with brine, lo achem el agrogos achad, or if you have a dried fig, mitzarif. You can be mitzarif for the zimun. So the Gemara says, I mean that when it says mitzarif, it means you can even be motzi them in the zimun as well. So the Gemara says, it's turif mitzarif is avalahotzis rabin yadei chavasan achach l'kazayis tagan. The Gemara says, no. What the Braisa really meant was that, yes, you can join in answering the zimun. However, you can only respond, but you cannot lead the benching if you have only a vegetable. And that is what the Gemara says. Itmar nami, the Gemara says a similar halacha. Amar Rav Chana bar Yehuda b'shmei d'chava. Rav Yehuda bar Chana shen nema rava. Afilu lo tabal tibel imahem ela betzir. Even if one only dips his vegetables in the brine and ate it with a group of other people, below achemem ela gorgoris achas, or he only had one dried fig with them, mitzarif, he would combine to make the zimun lohotzer es rabim dechavasan. However, if you want to be motzim the rabim yedechavasan, then in a motzi achechazayis dagon, you have to have dafka an olive's worth of bread, and otherwise you would not be allowed to be motzi the rabbi midei chavasan with regards to this. So says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Chana bered Rav Yehuda b'shmei d'Rava Hilchasa, the halacha says, Achal ala yerek v'shasa kos yayin, if one ate a vegetable or drank a cup of wine, mitztarif. You're allowed to be mitztarif. However, lohotzi in a motzi ashechol, kezayis dagan. That a person's only yotzi, is only allowed to be motzi others if you have an olive's worth of bread like we paskin like before. So the Gemara picks up now, and the Gemara talks about the nusach of each of the three brachas. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Moshe tikin leYisrael berachas zan b'shash yored lehem man. So Moshe, he composed the first bracha that we know, Hazanas HaKol, at the time when man fell in the Midbar from Shemayim. Yoshua tikin lehem berachas arts kevan shenichlus arts. Yoshua, he made the second bracha when they entered Eretz Yisrael, all about Eretz Yisrael. David and Shlomo tikin bonu shalayim. David and Shlomo together made the bracha of bonu shalayim. And David tikin al Yisrael amecha v'Hashem recha. David said the part about Hashem rachim Hashem lakino al Yisrael amecha v'Hashem recha. And Shlomo added in, and Shlomo tikin al abayis agol deva hakadosh, the hemshech about the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaGadol is referring to Great House, is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. The obvious question is that if we know benching is Dereisa, then how did David, Yoshua, and Shlomo misakin the bracha if it was all Dereisa, if it's all Minat Torah? So the Rishonim all grapple with this idea. Essentially, the one of the main shitas is that the idea of the concepts of the three brachas are Dereisa, and what exactly the exact nusach, that was the ability for the later generations of Yoshua, David, and Shlomo to be misakin. However, the concepts need to be mentioned in all three. Those concepts are Dereisa. The question is, if you said all those concepts in one bracha, or if you just said thank you Hashem in general, are you still Yotze Dereisa? That is the subject of Machlokas, a further Machlokas Rishonim. But either way, there's definitely a din Dereisa of the three brachas, and how that's manifested into what this Gemara is a big shaila. Continues Gemara now. Tova Meitiv B'Yavna Takua. Gemara says the fourth bracha, Tova Meitiv, was made in Yavna. What happened in Yadav? Kenegid Haruge Beisar. That was the people who were killed in Beisar. We know the Bar Kochba revolt happened right after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and people thought that this was our chance to finally to take back Eretz Yisrael, take back Yerushalayim. And obviously we know that it did not happen, and many Jews, many, many thousands of Jews, million maybe even, were murdered and massacred by the Romans. And the Gemara says that they were all killed and they were not allowed to be buried. So what happened? The day which the Jews of Beisar were finally able to be buried, the Chachamim in Yavna said that you should say the bracha Hatov HaMeitiv. Why? Hatov, Hashem is good. because Shiloh Yisrichu, that it was miraculously that all the years later, the bodies didn't decompose and were able to be buried, Vametiv Shinit Nalakvur, and that they were able to take these bodies and able to bury them, and that is like doing more good, the fact that they were ultimately able to be buried, and that's why we say the bracha. So they just explain, though, the Achronim explain that why Dafka after Bnei Yerushalayim? What does that have to do with Bnei Yerushalayim? So the Yerushalmi, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says that the idea over here is that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was really ended with Bar Kokhba. It was our last chance to have a time to come back to the Beis HaMikdash, and since it was destroyed over there, then we Dafka say it after Bnei Yerushalayim. We're asking Hashem, please build Yerushalayim. That was our last hope, our last hurrah, to bring the second Beis HaMikdash, which didn't happen. Hashem, we're hoping of Bnei Yerushalayim that will happen. That's why we make it samuch to the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. Okay, here's the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan, Seder Berkas HaMazon Kachi, the order of benching is the following. Bracha Rishona, Berkas HaZan, like we said. Shnia is Berkas HaAretz, the second one, right? We say about Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael rather. Shlishi is Bnei Yerushalayim, the third bracha is all about Yerushalayim. And Revi is the Tov HaMeitiv, the fourth bracha is the Tov HaMeitiv V'Shabbos, and on Shabbos we say Mascha B'Nechama V'Sem B'Nechama. You dafka say the words of Nechama, and you end it with the words of Nechama. So the Rambam just quotes the girsa over here, that there was two girsas that one had the ability to say. We say it like we say, Rachim Nashem Elokeinu Salamecha, or Nachminu Hashem Elokeinu B'Yerushalayim Irecha. And that dafka, the Gemara was saying that on Shabbos, that you should say that Lashon of Nachminu, to end it and begin it with, okay, Nachem. So continues the Gemara now. And you say Dafka, the bracha of within the Emta, you say the bracha of Shabbos in the middle of that bracha. You say the addition of Ratzeh. We're familiar with Ratzeh. Rabbi Elazar Omer Ratzeh, Ratzel Omra Benechama Omra. So you say you could say it in Rachimna, as we do. However, if you want to say it in Bracha, so Omra, according to Rabbi Elazar, you could say it in Rabbi Elazar, rather, you could say it in Ritzeh, you could say it in Birkas Haaretz, Birkas Shadik Chachamim, Birkas Chachamim, if you want to say in the fourth bracha, Vatav Ametiv, you can say it over there. But Chachamim, however, the Chachamim say, Un Omra Ela B'Nechama V'Va. No, you only say it in Ritzeh, in the bracha that we're familiar with called Ritzeh. So the Gemara asks, so wait a second, the Tanakama also said, Chachamim and Tanakama, the Tanakama also said, you should say it in the bracha of Ritzeh, So what is the difference between Chachamim and Tanakama? So the Gemara says, you're right, there is a difference. The Chachamim said that you can only Eino Omra Ela B'Nechama V'Va, it says even B'Dievet, if you said it anywhere else, that would not be acceptable. However, the Tanakama was saying that if you said it anywhere else, that's not the Din L'Chadchila, that's not what you should do ideally, but if you had already done it, that would be okay, B'Dievet. Continues the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan, Minayin L'Birchas Torah Min HaTorah. How do I know that benching is Midaraisa Shenemar? You're going to eat, you're going to be satiated, you have to make a bracha. That is the Birchas HaZan. So Gemara's Drasha, that's talking about the first bracha. When it says, that means the zimun. Another raya for the, this is Rishonim already bringing this out, the raya, the birchas zimun over here is deraisa, we assume it's a real drasha. Allah aretz zo birchas aretz. Allah aretz is referring to the bircha of aretz. Hatova zo bir Yerushalayim. Hatova is thanking Hashem who builds Yerushalayim. V'chinumar haratova zeh ve'alvanon. And the pasuk says, by referring to the Beis HaMikdash, is called Har HaTov HaZeh V'Alvanon, the good mountain, literally. So that Har is Bnei Yerushalayim. That's Har Asher Nasan Lach. Drasha is Zol HaTov HaMeitiv. That Asher Nasan Lach, we're giving a bracha, thanking Hashem for HaTov HaMeitiv. So this Braisa obviously held that HaTov HaMeitiv was also De Oraisa. So the Braisa continues, Ein Li Ela Achrav. These are only, I know all these brachas for saying the brachas afterwards. The Fana Menayin, how do I know you make a bracha before one eats? Amarta Kavachomer, I have a Kavachomer over here. Kshusavaya Mevarech, if one is satiated, you make a bracha. Kshuvarev Kolshagain, then one is hungry, then certainly you'll make a Kavachomer, then obviously you should make a bracha. So that would imply that that is also a Kavachomer that's the Raisa. Already Tosos before, when we mentioned that this very early Lamed Hay, the very beginning of Perek Ketzer Devarchem, Tosos said over there, that's also Lavdavka, that is only a Kavachomer Midarabanan. Either way, the Gemara says, Rabbi Omer Ein Atzar. Rabbi said, you don't even get onto the Kavachomer. That's all Zobir Chasazan. Okay, aval berchas hazimun. Where do you learn zimun? Is migadol Hashem iti nafka. We quoted this in the very beginning of the seventh parak for the source that you need three for zimun. That just told you how many you were allowed to have. Here, Rebbe understands that this is actually the source for the zimun itself. And then he has an open drasha because he doesn't have to use as Hashem lekecha for zirchas zimun. So he's able to use that for the further the arts. Zazo berchas arts. Hatova zabon yishalayim. And hatova zabon yishalayim. V'chein omer hatova tova zav v'avanon. So the Gemara says, "Atov Ameitiv Yavda Tikura," and the Hemshech is Atov Ameitiv. We say that was instituted in Yavda. Now the Gemara says, "Ein Li Ela Achra of the Fanam Nanayan." So how am I going to learn that you can make a bracha before? So Rebbe says now, "Tamalo Ma'asher Nasan Lach." We say Asher Nasan Lach, that is the drasha that's going to teach you that you have to say a bracha midaraisa beforehand. Mishet Nasan Lach, from when Hashem gave you the food, meaning before you eat it, you make the bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Eino Tzarech, no, you don't need to come on to Rabbi's drasha for why you make a bracha beforehand. Harei Omer, Uvarech Eslach Mecha Ve'esmei Mecha. Hashem is going to give a bracha to your bread and to your water. Al tikrei uveirach. Don't say Hashem is going to give a bracha onto the bread and the water that you're having. Ela uvareich, rather that you should make a bracha on your bread. Ve'imasai karu lechem. At what point is it considered bread? Kodem she'achlenu. Only before you eat it, because after you eat it, it's no longer considered bread anymore. It's considered gross thing that no one would really eat if you already started chewing and eating it. So the Gemara says that's the source. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Nasan, oh, I don't even have to come into that drasha. Harayu Omer, Kivachem Ha'ir, Im Kitetsu Noso, Betarmi Alev, Abbasu La'echol. The Pasuk says, by the story with Shmuel and Shaul. So Shaul, when he first lost, this is when Shaul was being anointed the king, and he didn't realize it. When he lost his donkeys, he went over to find Shmuel, because they told him that the Roeh, that was what they used to call the Navi, was called the Roeh, the one who sees. They said, the Roeh is over here. So he was going to ask him where he could find his donkeys. So they asked, he asked these women in the town, where are they? So he said, they told him, if you enter the city, you'll find him before he goes to the high place, the high mountaintop, to do the korban. Because the people are going to wait for him, because he's going to give a bracha, he's going to make a bracha before bringing the ola. So therefore, and then only then will everyone is going to eat. So we see over here that they made a bracha before he ate. So Rashi says, what bracha did they make? So the question is, though, if that's a berachas hamitzvah, how do I learn that a berachas hamitzvah should be learned out for berachas hanenin? So the Achronim deal with that. Why are we learning from there to berachas hanenin? But either way, that's what the Gemara learns for this source as well. The Gemara asks, so just stop, once we mentioned that the whole source with the woman responding to Shaul, so they said, why do they speak so much? He just told him, by the way, he's over there on the top of the mountain. They gave him a whole story, what's going to happen, he's going to make the bracha before, after. Why do they have to tell him this whole spiel? So the first answer is Lafisha Nashim Damrasan, because women we know like to talk. That's what the Gemara answers. Yeah, they like to talk a lot. And the Gemara says somewhere else that 10 things of Dibor were given to the world, 9 were given to women and 1 for everyone else. That women like to speak. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel is a different reason. Kidei Sistaka Biofio Shoshal, Kidechsev, Beshich Malamala, Gabamakam. So Shmuel is a different reason. That Shmuel, that Shaul was what the most handsome man. So they wanted to talk to him like a superstar. When if he asks you something, you try to be Marech, so he talks to you longer. So Tovir, they wanted to speak to Shaul because he was so handsome. The third answer, Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Malafishin, Malchus Nogat, Chavarta Filu Kamlo Neim. And this was all Mishamayim. That Hashem Ki'ilu made it be that they spoke a lot. They were like stuck in their lashon. Hashem made it be that way in order that the Malchus of Shaul shouldn't take over the Malchus of Shmuel. That Shaul was about to become the king, and Shmuel was yet destined to be the king. So even a small second, literally the breath of a hair, a small second shouldn't interrupt between the Malchus of Shmuel to the Malchus of Shaul. Continues the Gemara now. Ve'inli ela berchas as ma'mazin. So now we're going back to the drasha. The Braisa goes back to the drasha. Berchas ha'toyra minayin. How do I know they make a bracha on Torah? Amar Bishmal, that is before you start learning. Amar Bishmal, kavachomer. Al chayesha mevarach al chayelam lo koshikin. If you make a bracha for food that you eat, then koshikin, you should make a bracha on the Torah. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Nachman, Tavayosh Rabbi Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel says, Eina Torah, you don't have to come into that Joshua, why you make a bracha on Torah? Rei Omer, Ala Aretz HaTova Asher Nasan Lach. The Prasuk says, the good land which Hashem gave you, Lahalan Omer, Ve'at Nacha, Es Luchos Evin, Ve'atorah, Ve'amitzvah, the lashon of giving is used by the Torah. So therefore we see that that's a reference to Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Minayak Shem Shavarach, Ala Tova, Kach Vavarach, Ala Ra. So the Rabbi Meir says, this also alludes to the fact that how do I know that person makes a bracha for the bad, just as he does for the good, right? Just for the good, we make a bracha for the bad. Talmud Lomar Shenosan Lach. The pasuk says that Hashem gave you. What is lashon Elokecha? Elokecha is always Dayanecha. He's lashon of Elokim. We always know is Midas Hadin. Is when Hashem's being strict. So even when he's being strict, Bechol Din Shedancha. Every judgment, whatever he's judging you with, Bein Midat Tova, Bein Midat Ponis. If it's good or it's bad, then you still have to make a bracha and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda v'Meisir Omer Eino Tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not the source for having a bracha on Torah. Rather, it's from the following. Harei Omer Tova, it says, the Pasuk says, Tova. Tova HaTova. And so Tova is referring to Torah. Tova, because Torah is always is good. V'chein Omer Kilekav Tov Nasat Lechem. Right, that's giving you, Hashem's giving you a good thing, a good teaching. That's the Torah. HaTova is the Binyan Yerushalayim. And it also says HaTova in reference to the Bona Yerushalayim. So there we learn that would be the source for the Birchas HaTorah. Okay? So the Gemara now is quoting a Braisa with the Lashon of what is actually the Nusach of Birchas HaMazon. Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Kol Shalo Omer Eretz Chem HaTovah, Chava Birchas HaAretz, anyone who doesn't say that the land is good and it's spacious, Umalchus B'David Shalim, you don't mention Malchus B'David in the Baruch HaBon Shalim, Lo Yatzei Dechavasu, you're not Yotzei, your obligation of benching. So the big machlokas Rishon doesn't mean you're not yotze at all, or not yotze the ikar din benching, but you really are yotze. Do you have to repeat it? The Shulchan Aruch seems to assume if you don't say the main topics, you're not going to be yotze at all. Nachum Azakin Omer Tzarech Sheyaskar Bar Bris. A person has to mention the concept of a bris. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tzarech Sheyaskar Bar Torah. Rabbi Yossi says you have to mention Torah in the benching. Playmo Omer Tzarech Sheyakt in bris Torah, which we do by the way. We say bris chasha chasam taviv sareno veal Torah chashelimadatane shezonitna beshalosh brisos, because this the Torah was given with three brisos. Vezonis number yud gimel brisos. Where were the three brisos? So Rashi just points them out that we have the first one was Har Sinai / Olam Moed, where Hashem brought out the first concept of giving us the Torah. Then again, Bahar Grizim of Arvas Moav, you have in Har Grizim, and then when they crossed the Arden again, when they mention those three times that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a bris in which we swore to keep the Torah. However, when it comes to the idea of Mila, it says 13. Rashi says there's 13 times where the word bris is mentioned with the bris of Avram Avinu. So therefore, it's ilu, it's greater. So you first mention the bris of Avram, and only after do you mention the bris of Torah. Okay, the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba, Tzorech Shomer Bahodat Tchila Vasof. A person has to thank Hashem for at the beginning, at the end of this bracha, which we do. We say, right, No Delech Hashem Elokeinu. We also say, Ve'al Koshem Elokeinu, Anachnu Modim Lach, those two Lashonos. Ve'apokas Aliv Chos Ma'achas. If one says less than this, he shouldn't stop and say less than one. Ve'chol Apokas Ma'achas. If someone says less than one thanking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this bracha, Harezim Meguna. That is very disgraceful. Ve'chol Achosim Man Chol Aretzus Birchas Aretz. If you end off the bracha instead of the way that you're supposed to, and you say rather, you say man chil artzos, then the omosha is Israel bonus shalim instead of neish shalim erakodesh. You say neish shalim amen. You say that rather. You say moshe is Israel. I raise a boar. Then you're just being someone who's dumb. The chol sheino omer bris v'torah beberchas arts. If you don't say bris and Torah, malchus beizav v'bnei shalim leitzadeh chavasto. If you don't say the concept of bris and Torah in Berachas HaAretz, or Malchus Beis David, then in the Bracha of Uvenei Yerushalayim, you're not Yotzei, your obligation of benching, again, like that would be similar to Machlokas mentioned before. Now the Gemara comments, Messiah Rabbi Allah, this is a proof for Rabbi Allah, Dam Rabbi Allah, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Rabbeinu, he said in the name of his Rebbe, that's usually referred to Rav, Kol Shelo Omer Bris V'Torah B'Berachas HaAretz. Anyone who doesn't say the concept of Bris, of bris and Torah in the bracha of Aretz, Malchus Dom Yishalayim, Lo Yatzah Dechavaso. This is a proof for his shita. This brisa would support that opinion. Adkan for today.